Hi, this is ESPN's Dave Lamont, and you're listening to the Sports Objective Podcast, the unofficial podcast of the Pirates.
I'm a real pirate fan, I don't fear not a man. I'm a participant, you're just the audience. Me, it's in my nature to see just how loud I can get before, during, and after the game, man.
Yo, 15 minutes after 15 sips of this carbonated beverage got me ready to rip a hole in the ear of anyone who dare sits and screams for any other team with their lips. This is private country, so poppy, we don't mix. If you ain't rocking purple and golden, you don't fit. Now you don't gotta worry, they're trying to throw fists, but all you know to get salty, I ain't talk about chips. It's not your stadium, don't be surprised if you're cheesing all hard and get thrown the evil eye. For some, it's just a game, but numbers are never live. You ever seen this much love of a team in your whole lives? Screaming at the ref, wheezing out of breath, steaming out the neck like it's life or death. That's how we bringing it. What you thinking?
Welcome into the TSO locker room. And right here on the Sports Objective, very, very excited locker room. I can tell you that right now. I don't know if we'll have some cigars tonight with us. We have Bubba Rosenbaum. Matt Semenza, man, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. I'm, really proud of the team for a huge, huge win. You guys represented Pirate Nation incredibly the other day. You battled the entire game, man, and it was great to see. And another huge opportunity this week heading up to Navy that I'm looking forward to seeing, and just happy to have a chance to catch up with you guys today.
Welcome into the locker room, Jarrett Wilson and Ryan Jones. Man, guys, how are you doing?
Doing good.
I'm doing good. Have a great week.
So how does it feel? First of all, the ultimate question, the elephant in the room, how does it feel starters? One of your goals you've already met. With two games left, you still got a lot to play for, but you're already bowl eligible. You got that monkey. It's not on your back anymore.
Yeah, it feels great that finally everything we've worked for finally been paid off. You know, normally at this point, we're getting ready for the season to be over with.
Yeah, I feel the same. I mean, yeah, having that goal we accomplished, now we can just focus on accomplishing our next goal, so I mean, finishing out the season even stronger.
No doubt. And Matt, you know, I was telling the guys right in the green room before the show, Matt has been a part of some big wins. Guys, if you get a chance, I know we're I'm getting older. I'm not going to speak for Matt. But if you get a chance, look at the 90s with the program. Matt Semenza, two Liberty Bowls, a whole bunch of wins. And they're a big win, 31-6 over Miami in the Orange Bowl. And the reason I bring that up is I feel like those guys back then, they could take on any team in the country and we'd have a shot. You guys are bringing the swagger back. I feel like there's a swagger with this team that I haven't seen in a long time. And I'm really excited about that. I'm excited for you guys because we're fans, we're media. But you guys are, I was telling you guys also, the fans, people that are not close to the program don't know how much effort you put into it. So I'm really, really excited for you guys about you're finally seeing the hard work, that hard work does pay off.
Yeah, I mean, it feels great to see all our hard work pay off. Because, I mean, just from the way we work just as hard as or harder than any team in the top 25, all that. So, I mean, just see everything pan out the way it is and just see, like, the changes that and the strides we've made from the season so far. I mean, it feels great.
Yeah, no doubt about it, guys. And I'm gonna jump right in with a question that was on my mind watching that game. And Dave, I hope I'm not stealing this question from you. But at the very end of the game, and Jaira, you were actually on the field for defense, so I'll throw this question at you first. So when Memphis scored in overtime, they're about to line up and kick the extra point. Coach Houston calls a timeout, right? When he called that timeout, were you anticipating that they were going to go for two, or were you thinking that they were, you know, he was just icing the kicker and they were going to line up and try to tie it and send it to the second overtime?
No, I thought he was just icing the kicker. I didn't think they were going to try to line up and go for two. I wasn't ready.
Were you surprised when they came out there and lined up and attempted to go for two?
I wouldn't say I was surprised, but I really thought they were just going to try to tie the game and keep the game going.
Gotcha. Yeah, you guys looked very well prepared for that play. You know, the quarterback kind of rolled to his right, and I think it was I think Hickman did a really nice job of kind of keeping contained and getting upfield, keeping outside leverage, and he kind of really, you know, he forced him into a bad throw. But that was a crazy situation. I mean, I was personally surprised he went for two.
Yeah, we were prepared for the play, because that play that they ran in overtime, we literally practiced every day this last week.
That was the same play we practiced. You just stole my – Jerry, you stole my question. My question was going to be I thought I heard Coach Houston talking about that, but I was going to ask if you guys – I know how well prepared, because of you guys and the coaching staff working together, if you had seen that play coming.
Yeah, we knew, because that was one of their two-point plays from – that they ran numerous times over the last couple of seasons. So, like I said, that's what we practiced all week. They lined it up a little different, but it was still the same look, and so we knew what was coming.
Yeah, that's a great job. I mean, by you guys, you know, being able to scout that and see it on film and be prepared for it.
Before I get to my question, guys, I have some folks chiming in on Facebook as well as YouTube. Tommy Nason says winning is an attitude. Nice to see it again. Awesome to see. And then we have one of Matt's former teammates, Darren Hart, who played safety for the Pirates back in the mid-90s. And Darren says, we love the new attitude. I'm proud of the boys on defense, and we play defense at ECU.
Yeah, if you guys aren't familiar with Darren Hart, he is –
You got to meet the Hart twins. You got to meet those guys. I love those guys. Defense, oh, my God, yeah.
Twin brothers in the secondary, great, great Pirates, all-time Pirates, and that's high praise coming from him. So hopefully yes. You guys get a chance to meet them.
Hey, by the way, how about the – didn't you say that he on your team that they did the most trash talking?
They were always talking, the heart. They were always talking out there. I mean, it wasn't like necessarily trash talk. They were just leaders. They were always talking on the back end, getting the guys, you know, excited to play.
But, Ryan, one of the things I want to get your perspective on, obviously early we fell behind, had a turnover, gave the Memphis offense a short field. They had a big play on third down when we brought some pressure. But, you know, we responded, and like champions do, you know, we went right down the field, tied the game up, and then we scored on four consecutive possessions. Unfortunately, three of those possessions, those next three, were all chip shot field goals. So just talk about the mood in the locker room at halftime and, you know, what Coach Houston as well as the offensive staff were saying to you guys, because we really had not been stopped until we got down in the red zone and we had run something like 70 plays in the first half.
Yeah. I would say coming out of halftime, we're all pretty uplifted just because, like, we were driving the ball pretty, I wouldn't say easy on them, but we were having good drives. I mean, we didn't finish the way we wanted to, but coming out of halftime, that was, like, our main focus of just finishing these drives. I mean, our defense was doing like they've done all year, holding it down for us. So we just wanted to finish drives and just put points on the board besides 3 points.
No doubt. That was one of the things that I was noticing. It was very exciting to see is that how well it's like the defense has been very strong, and that you guys, like I've talked about on offense, have had a lot of weapons. Really happy. I tell you, another person I'm happy for is Holt Naylors. So many people have given him and you guys on offense a lot of, like, I mean, it's just unfortunate not wanting to bring, but I was so happy. I forgot to mention that at the beginning of the interview. So happy for Holton. So happy for the offense that you guys got the dub, you get the 6 wins, and now you have a chance to win 7 and 8. I'm very confident. By the way, for people that don't know, you haven't seen yet, the Cincinnati is going to be 3:30. ABC, get your tickets, ecupirates.com. Let's get a sellout. Let's have a record crowd in the Boneyard. No reason that you can't Black Friday, 3:30 on ABC. I mean, it doesn't get any bigger than ABC, right, Matt?
No, that's an awesome platform for you guys. You guys deserve it. That's just a fantastic opportunity. You know, obviously, I know you're not even thinking about Cincy yet. I'm sure I know Coach Houston, as you you know, you guys are completely focused on Navy, but what a great opportunity, like Dave mentioned, you know, to be on ABC.
No doubt. And this week, as far as Navy, we've only beat Navy one time in 2011. That's 10 years ago. It was in Annapolis. They've had our number like year after year after year. I know it's Matt's favorite team. I'm just kidding. The team that he doesn't want to play because of the triple option. But how hard have you guys – have you guys been – let me just ask this question generically. Have you guys been working hard all year long on Navy, I take it?
Yeah, we've been working on Navy since fall camp.
Okay. Right. I know I'm not going to ask, like, specifics because I wanted to save it for Saturday and surprise them. But I had a feeling that knowing Coach Houston, I know how bad he wants this game, especially since he's a guy, Matt, and guys that he's run the option. And so he knows it's not like he's a stranger to the option.
Yeah, because he ran it at the Citadel when he first started coaching.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, Ryan, I had a question for you. Just kind of shifting back to that Memphis game for a second. It seemed like anytime we would get inside the 15-yard line, they would kind of zero out and bring pressure and play tight man coverage. Was that something that they showed on film? Or was that kind of a surprise? Because I didn't see them do much blitzing throughout the course of the year.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they kind of – they felt like the pressure once we got close to the red zone, like they tried to put more pressure on us, but ultimately having us one-on-one with their guys was going to be a problem for them because, I mean, we were just making plays. So I mean, it was a choice. It was like an adjustment they made for us. But, I mean, I think we made the best of it. So,
yeah. It was just something I saw out there that surprised me a little bit watching them because they hadn't showed too much pressure all season. So I think they really tried to throw that wrinkle at you guys.
Jair, I want to ask you about that quarterback with Hennigan. Was that his name? He being like a freshman, he played really well, I thought. Just want to get your take on him. And I kept hearing about how he was not mobile. He got a lot of more yards than – what I expected. I know, I guess it's what you guys were giving him, but what did you think about his performance?
Like him throughout the season or just him this past weekend?
Were you guys this weekend, this past weekend?
Yeah, I thought he played well. We knew that coming in, obviously watching film, that he could make throws down the field, really all over the field, to be honest. Especially if we let players open, we knew he would find them. But yeah, I thought he played well. Yeah, with the running, we knew he could run, but when he did run, he would slide like he did most of the game. We knew that if the run was there, he would do it. But the way he was like kind of just would tuck the ball and run a few times did catch us by surprise because on film he showed that he was more like try to extend plays and keep looking down the field, try to hit like a scramble drill type of deal. That's what he did most of the season. So him tucking the ball and running, it caught us by surprise just a little bit.
Ryan, about as far as you guys, the offense, what about the defense of Memphis? They had a good day. And to me, what I'm happy for this team is you guys are winning. I know that, Matt, this was more of what I saw as a 50-50 game. When I looked at the schedule this year, evaluating you guys like fall camp, even the summertime before fall camp, just looking at the schedule, I said that Memphis game is a 50-50 game, probably a little bit of an edge to Memphis because it's a home game. And I tell you what I'm so excited about this season is that we're in every single game this year. And with that one coming down the line, one of the questions I've had is I thought about over the weekend after the game is when it was tight again, were you guys – how were there nerves of steel? Or, I mean, were you guys nervous? Because I guess one of the way to look at it is you guys have been through that all season long where they're tight games, right?
Yeah, I mean – definitely from the South Carolina game early in the season, the USF and Houston game in conference, I feel like those three games played a key part of us being, I'd say, more composed in this Memphis game and allowed us to really settle down and execute at a high level.
Yeah. Looks like Bubba's trying to chime in.
Yeah, just that's something that Coach Houston really stressed after the game. As bad as those South Carolina, UCF, and Houston losses hurt at the time, those experiences prepared us for what we went through on Saturday.
Yeah, it was also like a relief to finally like win one of those type of games, like the way it ended. It was like a big just weight off our shoulders to finally get one of those games finished.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Let's talk about the Navy game. Big game, obviously Saturday, 3:30. You guys, we talked about. Unfortunately, we've only had one win with Navy. But what do you guys? What do we have to do to beat Navy this week? What do you, without obviously giving things away, what do you think the keys will be for victory?
I would say defensively, really just at the line, we have to win the line of scrimmage with the D line. I would say that's probably the most important part, to be honest, because we stopped the dive. And then if you win at the line of scrimmage, as the quarterback, you know, when he runs his option, he's going to have to bubble back more. Have him holding the ball more, making the decision if he wants to pitch it or not. So really just winning at the line of scrimmage and then on the back end, just staying disciplined and reading our keys. And then I feel like we'll be good.
Yeah.
Now, Jaira, talk about is it Walter Simmons playing scout team quarterback this week?
Yes, he is. He was yesterday, too.
Yeah. That's a great point you made, Jaira. And, you know, I think we now have the depth and the talent up front on defense to really, really give them problems. And, you know, I think, you know, like the big thing with Navy, too, is first down defense is so important because they're always in four down territory. You know, when you watch them, what they want to do is get in a situation where it's like third and four or even like fourth and two, that type of thing. And then they tend to go for it on fourth down all the time. So, you know, it really highlights the importance of, you know, stopping them on first down, especially on that dive play. I'm sure that's something you've seen and had a chance to play against them last year too, right?
Yeah, I think because when we met today, I think two of their touchdowns last year was on fourth down, like a fourth and three. And then another one, I don't remember the other one, but yeah. My coach had mentioned that today, that two of their touchdown possessions were on fourth down.
Yeah, no doubt.
Jaira, you know, tell the average fan, you know, some of the things that you guys are doing to get ready for this triple option flex bone attack of Navy, you know, as far as taking on the cut blocks and everything that it presents.
In Indy, we do drills with, like, these big pads and stuff that we had to work on running through the cut block and stuff like that. And then, like during practice, we kind of break it down, like, by size of the field and, like, boundary field and also, like, pod work, like, with a different position group is just to kind of, like, get that, like, that look just based on your key instead of just lining up 11-on-11. The whole practice, they kind of break it down in the small parts before we come together at the end of practice, like put it all together.
Mm-hmm. And I know with this game, what would it mean with you guys? I know you're talking about the goals, but the fact that you could already have a chance to go ahead and get a winning season. It's been, as I know, Jaira, you've been a part of the program, six straight losing seasons. These next 2 weeks, but especially right now, we'll focus on Navy. A really big game for you guys.
That's the first thing Coach Houston said after we beat Memphis in the locker room. He just mentioned that seven would be a whole lot better than six, and then eight be a whole lot better than seven. So that's, like Ryan has said earlier, that's pretty much our next goal now. Just try to get that winning season instead of finishing 6-6.
Yeah, no doubt.
Now, Ryan, one of our viewers, Tommy Nason, chimed in saying the difference, one of the differences offensively was third down efficiency against Memphis. just crazy was it ended up being like 18 out of 26 or 18 out of 27, a lot of third downs, and you know, we converted about a 70% clip.
Yeah, I think I mean, that whole week we put a big emphasis on third down conversions and just trying to stay on the field longer and have complete drives just to give our defense a break and put points on the board. So definitely the stuff we've been doing in practice has helped us as an offense just create better drives for ourselves and give the defense time to rest.
Hey, Ryan, on your long catch, did you get face masked?
Nah, it wasn't a face mask. It was the guy had pulled my hand warmer. But he pulled my hand warmer on. So. But yeah.
I was screaming at the
looked
TV.
Like it, because, yeah, it looked like a face mask.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really did on TV.
I don't know. It could have been. I don't know.
All right, it's going to be a lot of fun, guys. I appreciate you working with us tonight, as always, here in the locker room. And do you have anything before we go?
Everybody for that Cincy game, we need everybody out at the game. You know what I mean? That's going to be a big game for us. We need all the support we can get. So,
yeah, like fans, you said, I know it's the day after Thanksgiving, but like you said, big of a crowd as we can get.
We need everybody at that game.
Absolutely. No excuses.
1-800-DIAL-ECU if you're old like me, or you can simply go to ecupirates.com and get your tickets. Guys, thank you so much as always. Good luck to you against Navy. Have a safe trip, and we'll talk again. We'll catch up next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
All right, thanks, guys.
Good luck, guys.
Good luck. All right, good night. Bye-bye. Big game, guys. We'll have a couple more minutes and get out of here, but here in the locker room, looking forward to it. It's going to be a great game. I know this is one, Matt, that we've got the team. We've got the right coaches. We've got great players. We know how tough it is, most certainly how tough it is. But the good news is that, like I said, we brought the swagger back. Thanks to Darren Hart. You want to talk about swagger? The Hart twins, I'll have them on my team any day of the week. I don't care if it's poker, if it's Monopoly, whatever it is. The Hart twins are two of the most competitive people that I've ever seen, and I appreciate their support of the program, no doubt about it. In fact, I'm glad that they're still involved in the program, just like you, Jeff Carr. There's so many guys that I can start rattling off names, which I'm not going to name drop here, that support our program, meaning the Sports Objective, and they support East Carolina.
Dave said I could drop some names on you, but I won't.
I'm just saying we have a lot of former players to support our show, but the reason that they're special to me, including Matt Semenza, is not only the hard work, but you guys got a lot of respect for me. All the wins we could talk about from players from the 70s, 80s. I think we even have some players from the 60s that watch our show, but it just shows you the passion. I was thinking about you guys when we won the game on Saturday. The hard work, the foundation that you guys put in the 90s. You can talk about the teams in the 80s or teams in the 70s. You know what I mean? There's a tradition have in Greenville that you just can't match. I was thinking about that today, about how great our fan base is and how great we have a lot of good things to be proud of at our university.
Yeah. Greenville's a special place to play college football. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, 95% of the guys that had an opportunity to play at East Carolina, you know, that program, it becomes a part of you. It's in your core. And it really doesn't matter, you know, if it's 20 years later, 30 years later, the guys from the 70s now, you know, hitting almost 40 years later, it's a part of your DNA at that point, because you invest so much hard work into the program. You know, it's just a tremendous amount of work that goes into it. So there's no doubt. And just like I said, Greenville is a special place to play college football. And I hope we show out, you know, the next few weeks and really support the team.
No doubt. And there's no excuse for that, Pirate Nation. When you have the teams winning, what more do you want? You've got a great coach, great coaching staff. You have great administration. We've got a great chancellor. We have a great team. Everything is heading in the right direction. What more do you want? Again, 1-800-DIAL-ECU. ecupirates.com. Get your tickets right now. I'm so jacked. That was so fired. Bubba, do you have anything before we go?
Yeah. As I have to clear my throat there for a moment, but 252-737-4540, that is the number for the ECU Pirate Club. We're getting down to, you know, the final month and a half of the year. And last I heard, within the last week or two, we were only at 4,600 Pirate Club members. Folks, you need to renew. You know, if you were a member last year, if you have, you know, not joined for the last few years, now's a great time to renew, because things are trending in the right direction. You know, at one point we had over 8,000 Pirate Club members, and now we're down around 4,600. So that has to change if we want this program to get where we want it to go.
No doubt about it. And appreciate everybody. I tell you, I'm just tickled to death. I'm really, really thrilled about this. And can't wait. I cannot wait for Saturday. We've got Bubba, before we go, I want to mention about, I know we got a lot of programming. We have Michael DeCourcy from the Sporting News coming on, Mike DeCourcy, and also on the Big Ten Network, plus Coach Kim McNeil dropping by tomorrow, the women's basketball team on the hardwood.
Tomorrow afternoon, we'll have a little late afternoon matinee. As you mentioned, Michael DeCourcy of the Sporting News and Big Ten Network, and we'll talk East Carolina basketball, the American, and just college basketball in general. And then after that, around 5 o'clock, after a 30 to 45 minute chat with Michael DeCourcy, we'll catch up with Kim McNeil of the women's program. And I think they're playing Gardner Webb tonight, so hopefully they'll get that first win tonight.
No doubt about it. I appreciate it very much. And we'll have a lot of exciting. We have the Pirate Preview with Pete Medhurst on Thursday night. So Pirates, obviously, again, going to Annapolis. So we'll good to catch up with him. Our good friend, the play-by-play voice of the Midshipmen, will be talking to him. Of course, we'll have the Pirate football playback on Saturday as well. So sometime Saturday night or Sunday. And thank you, Bubba. We'll have overtime on Thursday as well with OU, as the Pirates are taking on OU on Thursday, Myrtle Beach Invitational on ESPU. I'm so excited about that too at 7 o'clock. All right. So appreciate Jaira Wilson. Appreciate Ryan Jones. Thanks, Matt, so much for all your support of the program. And Bubba, thank you, man, for all that you do. Appreciate very much. Until next time, you've been watching the TSO Locker Room right here on the Sports Project. Good night, everybody. Go Pirates.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? This is Udon Cheek, assistant track and field coach at East Carolina University. You are plugged into the Sports Objective Podcast. If you are a fan, you are plugged into the right place. And if you're really a fan, you will share that link. My heart is purple and gold. I'm a pirate down to my soul. And I don't back down, not at all. Find out when the cannons explode. Boom!